Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 9th. The grains closed lower with March corn down a penny and a quarter, 652 and three quarters. March wheat down 2 cents, 741 and a half. And March beans down 7 cents at 1488 and a half. The meal was down 730, closed at 470.30. It put in a double top overnight at 479, closed down $7. Not necessarily a great close there. We had the beans firm here at one point this morning off of the Argentinian weather. I don't know whether they changed the forecast or whether it was the fund rebalancing that sold off the beans, the corn, and the wheat. The wheat broke almost 17 cents off its early morning highs here. Again, not a great sign. Closed lower on the day. Was it fund rebalancing? I don't know. You would have thought with the dollar down as much as it was, wheat would have been supported better, but it wasn't. So maybe it was the funds in here selling. I'm not sure why they want to be selling wheat. It's part of their rebalancing efforts. I would think corn, meal, beans, cattle, hogs, feeder cattle, but I'm not sure why they'd want to rebalance selling more wheat out here, but, you know, who knows what the funds. The market's looking forward to the WASDE reports. We've got an awful lot of numbers coming out on Thursday. We've got ending U.S. stocks. We've got U.S. production and corn and beans. We've got world stocks. We've got winter wheat seedings. We've got world production, and we've got world ending stocks. So a lot of numbers there to wrestle with. My guess is the U.S. stocks are going to be a little bit higher with exports a little bit lower. World production maybe a little bit lower with everything that's happened in Ukraine and Argentina. I would expect a little bit lower there. Brazil's going to offset that somewhat. Australia is going to offset that somewhat. But we'll have to see what they come out with. Tomorrow and Wednesday, I think it's a function as much of Argentinian weather. Again, I don't see much rain out there. Maybe Wednesday, they've got a 50% chance of getting it where they need it. There is talk that more and more waves of energy are coming through, and that could trigger more storms. Maybe that's what broke the beans here. The beans closed 11 cents off their highs, broke as much as 13 cents off their early highs. So, you know, it's a little bit mixed out here with crude oil up 88 cents a barrel, but $2 off its lows. You know, again, everything is kind of mixed. I don't see any real clear direction, except I'm where I've been at for weeks here, that any strength caused by the Argentinian situation needs to be sold. I believe Brazil is going to more than offset Argentina's losses. And ultimately, as Brazil comes more and more online, we don't see much Chinese buying out here. We just don't have the demand. Now, if the dollar breaks another 3 or 4 cents, then we can start talking about maybe an increase in demand out here. But I don't think it's going to be a big deal right here where it's at basically 103. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.